Cinepack, desempaquetando las películas.
What have you learned about him? How has it changed?
I had a similar relationship to Daniel with Bond, because my first movie was Live and Let Die, which was 1976.
No, 73.
You're
older than you say you are.
I was a very small child when I went to see it. So I always had a soft spot for Roger Moore, and that was my first Bond. And then I caught up with the Sean Connery movies later, and I loved it as a child. And then as an adult, I wouldn't obsessively follow it, but I used to see the movies, you know, either when they were on in the movies or on television. But it was only really when I saw Casino Royale and Daniel, who I'd already known, that my enthusiasm went back up to 100% again, as it did when I was a kid. You know, my relationship changed with each new Bond, as it does for every member of the audience. Now, on the other side of it, I feel very proud to be part of an incredible legacy, you know, and also to be part of a family business, and a very, very well-run one too. So all of those things, I think, have changed my relationship with it.
Thank you very much, Sam. We have a question back there. Juan has the first question prepared from the audience. Sam, go ahead.
Estamos en directo para Terra España, para España y Latinoamérica. Mi pregunta es para Javier Bardem. Buena parte de la crítica cree que ha compuesto el mejor villano de la saga Bond. ¿Se siente usted en el Olimpo de Hollywood con este trabajo?
Hola, buenas tardes. No, en absoluto, no. No, hombre, creo que un trabajo no se puede hacer, especialmente en cine, basado en lo de uno, ¿no? En este sentido, cuando leí el guión me di cuenta de que había un material extraordinario, estaba muy bien escrito, había unas escenas muy bien construidas, unos diálogos llenos de matices, y fue especialmente cuando hablé con Sam y me dio sus ideas lo que me hizo ver la enorme capacidad creativa que tenía el personaje y la película. El hecho de que haya salido lo que ha salido, sea bueno o malo, no lo sé, es un trabajo de equipo extraordinario que yo creo que ha dirigido muy bien Sam Mendes, teniendo en cuenta que es una película enorme, y que lo que yo sentía en el rodaje todos los días era una especie como de... A veces sentía que hacíamos una película independiente de bajo presupuesto, porque era trabajar las escenas, los diálogos, los personajes, una libertad extraordinaria, ¿no? Que para un monstruo como este de película, pues, que es mi primer monstruo, pues quizás no me lo esperaba, ¿no? Respondiendo a la pregunta... No, quiero decir que lo que se ve en pantalla, sea bueno o malo, es producto de muchísimas cosas, ¿no? No es para nada algo que dependa de mí. Es muy difícil veros las caras, lo sabéis, ¿no? Sabéis que estamos, desde aquí estamos a ciegas, lo sabéis. O sea, luego, con las luces.
Misterioso como tu personaje, Javier, gracias. Aquí la primera.
Buenos días, mi pregunta es para Daniel Craig. Me gustaría saber su opinión acerca de los actores que le ha precedido en la saga ahora que se cumple el 50 aniversario del estreno de la primera, Agente 007 contra el Doctor No, y si nos puede decir, pues, aparte de las suyas, ¿cuál es su película favorita? Muchas gracias.
I think it's very difficult not to be a huge fan of Sean Connery's, because he sort of created the role for the screen. But I'm a big fan. I mean, you have Sam said Live and Let Die was my first movie, so Roger's always going to be up there. But what's so wonderful about the series is each individual actor has brought their own take on the role. And that's what I think is one of the what's made the series abide. I think probably my favorite film was a Goldfinger, and From Russia with Love. And my favorite Bond villain is Javier Bardem.
Alfonso. Alfonso aquí. Así que me quedo. Aquí, a la manifiesta segunda.
Hello, good morning, welcome to all of us. My question is for Daniel Craig and for Javier Bardem. As we saw in the movie, you had a really good chemistry. I would like to know how was the experience working together. Thank you.
Very difficult. Very, very difficult. We haven't seen each other since filming.
We don't write letters anymore.
He doesn't call me. I spoke to his mother, and she doesn't know where he is. First time I've seen him in months. He's one of the best actors there is. I mean, that's just just goes without saying. He's an incredible gentleman. We were honoured to have him in the film. I actually just went up to him at a party a while ago. He was standing in the corner minding his own business, and I went up to him and bullied him and said, "Will you be in the next Bond movie?" And he kind of went, "Yes, okay." And so here we are. And I couldn't be more grateful. He turned in an amazing performance, and I truly believe he's one of the best Bond villains there's ever been. But he's just, as I said, one of the best actors there is.
Mucho jabón me ha costado esto. Yo quiero contestar también mi parte. Yo creo que siempre, vamos a ver, llevo haciendo esto 25 años y quizás lo que uno recuerda después de un proyecto es la calidad humana, ¿no? Las películas van mal, van bien, uno lo hace mejor, el otro lo hace peor, eso es irrelevante. Lo que uno recuerda de corazón es cómo fue esa experiencia humana. En este sentido, esta película ha sido sin duda una de las experiencias más placenteras a nivel profesional y personal, por la calidad humana de toda esta gente que son, aparte del talento que tienen. Pues, por ejemplo, en el caso de Daniel, me encontré una persona que me apoyó muchísimo. Él es alma mater de todo este proyecto. Ahora ya sí que no veo nada. Gracias. Y es difícil llegar a un lugar donde hay una familia construida y hacer un papel pequeño, y para eso necesitas el calor y la protección y la compañía, y la encontré en Daniel, en Sam, en toda la gente del equipo, en productores. Y al final, bueno, pues lo que sucede es que eso alimenta el trabajo, el buen trabajo, ¿no? Y es un actor extraordinario, no hace falta decirlo, creo que el trabajo de esta película a mí me parece extraordinario. Y eso es lo que hace que la experiencia siempre sea fácil y placentera, que fue lo que sucedió.
So, hemos visto, we've seen that chemistry between the hero and the villain, hemos visto esa química entre héroe y villano, pero there's a Bond girl among us. They're not the only ones with chemistry. No son los únicos con química. Tenemos una chica buena entre nosotros. Naomi, ¿cómo ha sido la preparación del papel? How did you prepare the role? How do you keep up with James Bond? ¿Cómo puedes seguir a este hombre y cantarle cara?
It's very hard to keep up with Bond. I tried my best. I don't know whether I really did. But I had a lot of training from some fantastic people. I had a trainer who took me out 5 days a week for 2 months. I was on the gun range 3 times a week. I was doing stunt driving. I was also doing combat training. So I also had a barber teach me how to shave for my shaving as well. So yeah, there was a lot of work to do.
Aquí en la segunda fila y luego ahí atrás en la tercera.
Hola, bienvenido, soy Ignacio Rico de IGN España, y bueno, aparte de dar la enhorabuena por la excelente película, quería preguntaros a cada uno de vosotros qué supone Skyfall dentro de la saga Bond como punto de inflexión.
Shall we start with you, Barbara? Comenzamos contigo, Barbara.
Well, it's first of all, it's very exciting to be here in Madrid, in the hometown of Javier Bardem. We're very honored to have him in the film and to be here. Skyfall, for me, is a very important film because it's during the 50th anniversary, and we wanted it to be the best Bond film ever, and I believe it is.
Michael.
Thank you. Yes. Well, thank you for the warm welcome here in Madrid. I think we had some issues with starting the film because of MGM. We had a false start, and it was kind of up in the air. It was not quite certain if we were going to make a film that would coincide with our 50th anniversary. And we were lucky that MGM things came together and we could assemble this great team and make the picture. So for me, it's a great relief that it's been so well accepted, and it's a great relief that we can make it in time.
We're so glad you did. Back to you, Naomi. What has this meant for you?
It's been an incredible experience for me because I never ever thought, growing up in London, watching Bond movies, loving Bond movies, you know, watching them with my family, that I would be actually part of one. So for me, in many ways, it's a dream come true, and the dream more than lived up to my expectations in many ways, because it really has been like joining an incredible family, being part of this team, and I felt so welcome and incredibly well looked after, and I've had a fantastic time.
Para mí, bueno, es la... No sé, me parece un verdadero privilegio, un honor, pertenecer a una película que a mí, desde su lectura, me pareció una película muy interesante como historia, con una calidad a nivel creativo y artístico extraordinaria en todos los niveles, y que además es una James Bond que celebra 50 años. Quiero decir que todos los elementos se han conjugado en la mejor forma posible para dar una película que es muy... muy emblemática, muchas cosas, ¿no? Y ser parte de eso, pues es un honor, evidentemente.
I'm just a very lucky man, very lucky actor to have met these people and had the chance to work with them. I'm just sort of repeating what everybody has said, but I'm very proud that we made this movie and it coincided with the 50 years. I think it's a good, it sits up there as a good movie, but it sits up there as a very good Bond movie, and we all worked incredibly hard to do it, and we did our best, so that's all you can do.
It shows. And finally, Sam?
Well, for me, the movie was a kind of coming home, really. Back to the first reasons I fell in love with movies, back to my hometown after making 5 American pictures, back to some of the people who I've enjoyed working with the most, Daniel Craig and Judi Dench, and many of the actors who are in it in smaller roles. I couldn't have imagined a nicer way to come back.
Coming back home, lovely. I love it.
Buenos días. Es una pregunta para Michael y para Bárbara, y también para Sam. Se han conocido esta mañana las cifras de recaudación de Skyfall en Reino Unido y bueno, en el estreno europeo. Y bueno, no están nada mal. Quería preguntarle si esperan que la película supere a la recaudación de Casino Royale, que es el top de películas de Bond. Bueno, ¿qué quiero decir?
We've been very pleased with the results so far, but we still have a long way to go. We have a lot of territories to open. We opened in 25 territories, and we were number one for the week. It was gratifying in the UK, which is the home for Bond, that we were the second biggest opening ever, after Harry Potter 3D, which had a higher ticket price. We've got a great reception so far. We have to make sure that it continues and see if the word of mouth holds up.
For us, we make these films for the audiences, for the Bond fans and the audiences. So to us, the most gratifying thing is that the people who are seeing the movie are loving it so much. And we hope that in Spain, people will love it too.
You're asking me. I mean, this movie took more money on its first day in the UK than my last movie did in its entire theatrical release. So it's looking pretty good for me.
Alfonso, hola, buenos días. Es una pregunta para el director, para Sam Mendes. Este personaje está en un mundo en el que hay un conflicto entre lo nuevo y lo viejo. La ética y la tecnología, y su héroe es un alcohólico. Me gustaría saber por qué. Y me gustaría que Javier Bardem nos dijera cómo son y quiénes son los villanos de hoy en día, porque no son tan psicóticos como el suyo. Gracias.
It's a question.
I think I wanted to, when we started work on this movie, we went back to some of the late novels of Ian Fleming, Man with the Golden Gun and You Only Live Twice. And when the movies of those novels were made, it wasn't possible for movies to go into the dark place, big movies to go into the dark places of the human psyche quite so much as it is now. And the fact is those novels are very dark, and Bond himself is a very conflicted character. He had great self-knowledge, he's cynical, and he's depressed with his life. So we didn't invent the idea of Bond as a conflicted hero. He was always an anti-hero, you know, a hero but also capable of doing bad things, and he himself knows that. He's a killer, and he knows no other life, but he also hates the life he's been given on some level. And that, to me, was a very interesting character. When Martin Campbell made Casino Royale, which is a great movie, without which we would not have been able to make this film, he reintroduced with Daniel that character that originated in Fleming. So to describe him as an alcoholic, obviously, is slightly reductive, and he drinks heavily. he drinks heavily. In the books, he drinks heavily in the movies. He drinks extremely heavily at the beginning of this, but there's a reason for it, and you have to see the movie to work out why. And it's all part of the single, unified journey that he's on. In order to take him on that journey, we had to reduce him to his lowest ebb at the beginning and watch him rebuild himself. So that was the story we chose to tell.
Los que rescatan a los bancos en vez de las personas. Y los que hacen que los bancos no piensen sinceramente qué significa un desahucio con tantas cientos de miles de personas. Y desgraciadamente esos bienes son reales. El mío es de ficción y forma parte del ocio y el entretenimiento, ¿no? Pero evidentemente ellos hacen mucho más daño que el que puedo hacer yo en esta película.
Esta pregunta es para Javier. Estoy por aquí, en la derecha. Bueno, ante todo, enhorabuena, porque el villano, te lo has dicho muchas veces, pues extraordinario. Da gusto verte en la película James Bond. También quisiera matizar que en inglés no estás doblado, que es otro trabajo doble para ti, supongo, que supongo que ya hablarás en inglés. Y quisiera preguntarte si, aunque te mataron, lo cual en James Bond no supone nada porque resucitas y no pasa nada, si hay posibilidad de que te volvamos a ver otra vez en la próxima película.
A ver, por partes. Gracias. Hasta la fecha he aguantado a que no me doblen en inglés. Lo cual no es fácil. Y la tercera pregunta, aquí estamos en los productores. Pero hay que aguantar el cuidado con la, hay que, porque esas son las televisiones, hombre, dejar que la gente vea la película, que sería una sorpresa, hombre. No, bueno, sí. No quieren contestar, por lo cual no hay opción de que
¿cómo vive la
tarde?
¿Aquí la primera fila? Adelante.
I'm here.
Hello,
hello. Sorry. Diana from Televisión Española. Congratulations. My question is for Mr. Craig. What was the main reason you consider Javier for this villain role? And had you a second option on mind, or it was Javier or Javier?
No, we didn't. You brought it up. We were talking. Literally,
we don't want to make him any more big-headed than he is. We have to tell him.
He's already trying to get into the next movie, it's like, and he is dead. No other option. And we were incredibly lucky with this movie. We made a list of people who we wanted in the roles, and number one on the list said yes, which never happened. Was there a first part of the question?
Was it Javier or Javier? So, you got your answer. ¿En la segunda fila? ¿Te estorbo?
Hola, buenos días. En primer lugar, felicidades a todos los presentes porque la película que van a presentar tiene verdadera dignidad con respecto a la tradición de la saga y es un honor para todos los poder, pues sobre todo los a los conservadores de la saga, pues disfrutar de una película en esta línea. Y bueno, una de mis preguntas para Daniel Craig, por favor. Esta película, repito, está más enmarcada en la tradición que las suyas anteriores. Me gustaría saber, de las tres que ha hecho, con cuál se queda. Y luego una petición ya como fan, si le importaría, dado que su puntería en esta película ha fallado, ¿le importaría dedicarme un tiro, por favor? con el dedo, así.
Nos quedamos con los tiros de la película, que hay bastantes, ¿no?
If I could see anything, I'd shoot you, but I can't see anything. Very strange request. I forgot what the question was. what's my favourite? It's impossible. I've had an amazing experience on all three films. They are a huge collaborative effort, as everybody has said. And as an actor, that's the biggest joy I get, is working with skilled and on the whole, very lovely people. on the whole. But I have had an amazing time on this farm. It's been a culmination of many things. And for me, personally, somewhere where I genuinely saw where the franchise, where I wanted to push the franchise. And when I met with Sam, which is only 3 years ago,
that's crazy.
We both immediately started talking about exactly the same thing, and had the same passion and the same desire to not look back on the bond, not recreate something, but to sort of look at it with fresh eyes and bring new and old characters back in, old ideas back in, but to make them as original and as unselfconscious as possible. And Sam's done an incredible job. So if I had to name one, it would be Skyfall.
Adelante.
Hola, buenas. Mi pregunta es una para Javier y otra para Daniel. Javier, todos desde que somos pequeños y vemos las películas de James Bond, soñamos con ser James Bond, incluso no tan pequeños. Yo el otro día la vi y salí pensando que era 007. Y a ti te han llamado para ser el villano. ¿No te hubiese gustado más que te hubiesen llamado para ser James Bond? y para Daniel.
You don't know the truth of this. I wasn't there, he made a creeper blow, never
mind. Well, I have another question for Daniel. All movies have very famous dialogues. Is there any dialogue in this movie that you like the most? And you could tell
all of it. All of it.
Could you say one dialogue for us?
No. I'm off the clock now.
Blacked out of scene.
My name. We made some very big decisions, and these guys did, and with my encouragement, is that the one thing I wanted to get right, we all wanted to get right before you start shooting, is get the script into a very good place, and that's, we worked incredibly hard at that, and the writers, all of them have put in a huge amount of work. There's some wonderful dialogue in this film, but it was there in the first place, and it allowed us, the actors, to improvise a little, add some dialogue, and it gave, I think, the film a lightness of touch, which may, you know, which is I think, is incredibly important for a Bond movie. So, but no, we're not saying anything about that. Watch the movie.
Yo recuerdo que la primera película que vi de James Bond fue a los 11, 12 años, Moonraker, con mi padre, y bueno, recuerdo que aluciné y me encantó, y estaba flipado con el espacio, y Río de Janeiro, y todo este tema, pero a mí el que me gustó era Josh, el tiburón, porque me parecía un señor encantador, con unos ojos y una cosa así como muy, muy como cariñoso. No entendía por qué hacía de malo. O sea, que imagino que mi destino ya estaba escrito.
Sí, hola. Yo quería preguntarle primero a Javier cómo ha llevado la caracterización física del personaje aquí, al fondo. Y cómo lo ha llevado también el resto del equipo, el verle así con esos pelos rubios y esas pintas. Y luego aprovechar para preguntarle a Sam qué veía en Javier para que pudiera hacer de malo y si hay algo que le inspirase de él para el personaje.
La caracterización viene por... yo creo que cualquier caracterización de cualquier personaje tiene que tener un sentido dramático. Quiero decir, tiene que tener sentido. No puede ser gratuito si no es una demostración de la vanidad del actor y no va a ningún lado. En este caso, Silva... Y el parecer de Silva viene dado por algo que me dijo Sam como primera nota que gatilló mi imaginación, que es la cuestión de hacer un personaje que crea una situación incómoda al oponente, más que dar miedo o ser amenazante o violento, es crear situaciones incómodas, que no sepas lo que va a suceder. Y eso tenía que estar también traducido en el look, con lo cual buscamos un look bastante incómodo de mirar, pero que tenga sentido dramático, en el sentido de que cuando ves la película y rebobinas, entiendes por qué ese tipo está vestido así o tiene ese look, esa apariencia. Y creo que, bueno, probamos cosas, diferentes cosas, y vimos con esto, y siempre es una apuesta, nunca sabes si va a funcionar o no. Hay que apostar, apostamos, y bueno, pues lo que sabemos es que la incomodidad del tipo físico estaba, ¿no? Y eso es lo que estábamos buscando.
Sam, this question is for you. What did you see in Javier?
Where do you see the villain in me?
I think for me, it's all about timing with actors. You know, you could say that, and you probably asked Daniel, maybe 10 years earlier to play Bond, he would have run a mile, or he wouldn't have been ready to play it, or any number of reasons. And for me, with Javier, he felt excited to do something playful, perhaps, and he was full of ideas, and some of the ideas early on, we talked about testing, I didn't think would work. You know, I thought, well, we'll try the hair and what have you. I mean, Javier's right, you have to make sense of it within the character. There was a reason why the character made himself look this way. It's not an actor making himself look this way, but when he put the whole appearance together, and it was a really creative period, and he did it with my blessing, but I was doubtful. But when he did it and he looked into the camera in the tests, it worked. And even though it was extreme, when you put all the elements together, there was a person looking back. And I think Barbara would agree, we looked at the tests and just thought it was chilling. And he hadn't opened his mouth yet, he hadn't uttered a line, but there was a person there looking back, and we took it from there. And everything that was put into the script after that point, and there was quite a lot, came from my and Javier's first response. The character started talking back and started adding things, and he started suggesting ideas, and it got richer and richer. You know, and without giving anything away, the last scene of the film, pretty much everything Javier says or does was invented between that screen test and when we shot the scene. There was nothing of the original scene left by the time we got there. And that's exciting to me, to be able to do that and have that freedom, that creative freedom, on a movie of this scale.
it needs strong willpower, but it also needs a touch of genius from the actor, and you know, you have to get that.
Anything to add, Carter, to what Sam said about that moment when you saw him in the character?
I think it just goes to show that no matter what you do to Javier, he still is the most handsome, sexy, gorgeous man in the world.
I would like to know, my question is for that Mr. Daniel Craig. I would like to know if the performance of this movie has required a bigger personal effort than the previous ones.
It's hard to judge, but I suppose it's just a different type of thing. I suppose I'm getting a little older, so working out is it's just going to not get any easier, but I always throw myself into the job. Right? I mean, I think that's kind of important to do. There's an awful lot of work. And, you know, one of the hardest things on these movies is, everybody will tell you here, is that the energy levels tend to drop halfway through shooting when everybody gets a bit tired, to say the least. And it kind of is, it's about, you know, everybody helping each other through that process. And we had such an amazing team that we sort of G each other along. But no harder than the last, I don't think. I tend to forget the day we finish. It all kind of becomes a distant memory. So.
Hola, buenos días. Desde la Quinta Dimensión, una pregunta para Javier Bardem y para el director Sam Mendes. Queríamos saber, porque se dan unos ciertos datos sobre el personaje de Silva, queríamos saber si está inspirado o si es posible que venga de alguna operación real, política de los 80, más o menos, a ver si está inspirado. Sí, el personaje de Silva, sí. Del que se dan algunos datos, pero es muy confuso, sí. Si está inspirado en alguna operación real de los 80, alguna visión auténtica.
Que yo sepa, ¿no?
Sam.
No. He was invented, you know, in the first instance by John Logan and Rob and Neil, the writers, and he wasn't inspired by anyone directly, no.
Nos queda poco tiempo, vamos a aprovechar aquí en la tercera fila. We're winding up all these questions for the last minute. Sí, si podemos alcanzar el micro lo antes posible.
Sí, preguntas para los productores. Esta es la primera película que en España por lo menos se presenta en IMAX. Si tienen pensado en algún momento preparar un James Bond en 3D. Y después del gran trabajo que hizo Danny Boyle en la ceremonia de clausura de inauguración de los Juegos Olímpicos, si se ha barajado Danny Boyle para la próxima. Gracias.
Who's up first? Michael or Bertha?
How could we consider Daniel Boyle when we have the greatest director, Sam Mendes, right here? I'm answering that one. You can answer the 3D. I wanted to get that one out real fast.
Well, I think the ability to have an IMAX print was because we shot in digital, which was high enough resolution so we could, for the first time, show it on IMAX without compromising the quality. So that was something that worked very much in our favor, and was something that Roger Deakins, our director of photography, had convinced us that he could bring off, and it comes out very well. I think it actually looks beautiful. As far as 3D, I think some films play in 3D better than others, and some subject matters. And I think sort of a drama thriller action film that we make, it probably won't work as well in 3D as say a fantasy film, but that works and works very, very well in 3D.
Si cree que su papel redefine un poco el concepto de las chicas Bond. Antes eran normalmente chicas exuberantes y usted es una chica exuberante, pero también un jardín, ¿no? Bueno, que su personaje tiene que elegir muchas veces entre ser espía de campo o espía de oficina. Y a la vez seducir a James Bond, si su personaje redefine un poco también el concepto de chicas Bond que antiguamente teníamos.
I think, you know, when I had my first meeting with Sam and Barbara, they said they wanted to create a modern woman with Eve, one that women could respect, and something original. And I think that's always the fun when you're creating a role, that you want to create something as original as possible. So for me, it is a departure from your typical Bond girls of old, because the way I would play any role would be different from the way anybody else would play the roles, because we bring some of our own individuality to it. But I think you always keep the classic elements, I would hope, of glamour and some sense of enigma and some sense of allure as well. And no woman in close proximity to Bond can help but to fall for his charms, and Eve's no different.
But you're very charming as well. Old-time charm and modern woman, so you hit the nail on the head. Final question, la última pregunta, so let's make it good, que sea buena.
Vale. Hola. Ahora se me escucha. Hola, buenos días, soy Estefanía. Tenía dos preguntas, pero bueno, una. ¿Cómo se prepara un actor? Es para Javier Bardem. ¿Cómo se prepara un actor para hacer de este malo malísimo?
¿Cómo se prepara? Pues igual para hacer uno de bueno buenísimo. Estudiando las frases, sobre todo si son en inglés, hablando mucho con el director y teniendo la, y celebrando todos los días la suerte de poder tener a este equipo tan extraordinario y creativo como el que tienes, ¿no? Y una voz, sí, lo que decías del espejo y mirarte con la peluca rubia, pues eso, eso es ángel, es angelical, es un daño colateral, ¿no?
One last question I can't resist. Bond will return. Is there anything we can know about that?
Just that he's going to return.
He will return.
That's
about
it.
Thank you so very much. Un aplauso.
Ya lo estoy. Toma el boli.